for Barack Silberberg.
Sun City Heating and Cooling is a premier American Standard certified independent customer care dealer that can fix or replace your broken AC system with an unbeatable combination of low-cost repairs and high-efficiency systems. We've installed more high-efficiency American Standard systems than any customer care dealer since 2004. We are a family-owned and operated heating and cooling company. So when it's 100 degrees outside and your cooling system fails, you can count on Sun City Heating and Cooling for fast service. SunCityHeatingAndCooling.com. That's Sun City Heating and cooling.com.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Many people are so glad they did, like Maria.
I was desperate, and New Hope Tax Defense helped me resolve all my tax issues. Gave me hope.
Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
This is Las Vegas City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. I've always been your conservative choice on the Las Vegas City Council. Whether during my time on the council or in the state legislature, I've always been a proven fighter for low taxes and limited government, earning an award from the American Conservative Union for my work defending the taxpayers. That is why I'm asking for your vote, so I can continue my fight to keep taxes low, limit government, and keep our neighborhoods safe. Paid for by Friends of Victoria Seaman.
There's a child in Kenya, or Sierra Leone, or India, or Bolivia, who you could connect with. And through Child Fund, it's possible. We may be thousands of miles apart, but we can still connect with each other. And when we do, we make things better. We connect children all around the world with what they need to grow up healthy, educated, and safe. That's what Child Fund is about. Together, we co-create, support, and sustain connections that lead to greater well-being for millions of children who live in poverty worldwide, and their families, and their communities, and their countries, and you. Join us. Together, we can make the world a better place. Two small worlds at a time. His and yours. Visit childfund.org to learn more.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right. I never meant to be so bad
to you. Coming up on the show, we're going to do something a little different. We're going to talk to Wade Bone. He is the owner of Jay's Market, 190 East Flamingo. And we're going to talk about the price of a gallon of gasoline at the retail level. We're going to talk about an event that's going to be happening at his particular business and how he's teaming up with AFP on this campaign. That is, I mean, it's so sad that we're all being gouged right now by the government. This is a tax on everybody, and it doesn't matter who you are, rich, poor, white, African American, Hispanic, Asian, doesn't matter. All of us pay the higher tax at the pump, and it didn't have to be this way. And I think more and more people are realizing this. Did you see where the polling that among us, among independents, Biden is now at 29%. 29% approval among independents. That is cratering big time. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more with Wade Bone. Jesse Turner will be coming up at 105. David Bossie will join us He's got the movie Rigged that is out and is just absolutely blowing people away. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Coming up on 12:31 as we check on our conditions. Now, a little heads up here if you're on Interstate 15. Yeah, up in the north area there. Look for altered traffic patterns on Interstate 15 and Clark County 215. And exit 58 near Apex. That is going to be busy this weekend because of the Electric Daisy Carnival. That's going to be going on through May 23rd, through Monday. So do keep that in mind if you're on Interstate 15 on the north side of town towards the Speedway. Also, do look out for a crash there at the Spaghetti Bowl. That's 515 eastbound at the transition ramp. Those merging from 15 north to 515 east.
Famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Chuck Sanders with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions. Both the Dodgers and the Angels had Thursday off. The Dodgers open a series at Philadelphia tonight. 2-3 lefty Julio Urias starts against 4-1 right-hander Ranger Suarez. The Dodgers lead the NL West by a game and a half over the Padres. They'll put a four-game winning streak on the line tonight. 4:05 Pacific first pitch. The Angels host the A's tonight. 1-0 righty Chase Silsa faces 4-0 right-hander Paul Blackburn. The Angels are a game and a half behind the AL West leading Astros. The A's round out the American League West. They're 9.5 games behind. The Padres shut out the Phillies 2-0 on Thursday. Yu Darvish struck out 5, walked none, gave up 6 hits, and continued a run of solid starts. Taylor Rogers got the final 4 outs for his 15th save. San Diego took 2 of 3 in the series at Philadelphia. They moved 10 games over 500 with the win. I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash, powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Welcome to Allstate, where you can save just by being you. DriveWise and the Allstate mobile app gives you personalized driving feedback, and by adding it to your policy, you can save for driving safe just by being yourself. Allstate. Here, better protection costs a whole lot less. You're in good hands with Allstate. Click, call, or visit allstate.com to save today. Not available in every state. Savings based on DriveWise and other safe driving discounts. Savings vary, subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
It's Macy's Ultimate Shopping Event with an extra 25% off summer trends when you use your coupon or Macy's card. Like 30 to 50% off men's suits and blazers, 10 to 50% off fine jewelry for your next standout moment. And style your sanctuary with 50 to 60% off comforter sets. Plus, Macy's Star Rewards members earn on every purchase except gift cards, services, and fees. See Macy's.com/Star Rewards. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
His name is Guy Nora, and he's a Republican running to be Nevada's next governor. And just like Donald Trump, Guy Nora's a different kind of candidate, not a politician, a successful entrepreneur, not just a strong Christian, but someone who fought in the Lebanese Civil War to protect religious freedom and the right for fair elections.
I'm Guy Nora. I want to be your next governor. I'm going to talk to you directly in full honesty and frankness. I'm going to share with you my ideas for turning around Nevada's economy, teaching our kids how great America is, while keeping critical race theory out, and expose the election fraud we all know is there. Instead of asking you for your vote, I'm going to earn it.
Paid for and approved by Guy Nora, 7500 West Lake Mead Boulevard, Suite 9650, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89128, 702-582-9233. Visit NoraForNV.com.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I paid $5.22 just the other day. Well, I think it was over the weekend to fill up my crossover. And I got to tell you, it makes me mad every time I have to go to the store. And see the increase in prices there. Then you go out and fill up your tank with gas. It's really frustrating. I mean, it's really frustrating. The folks at Americans for Prosperity are doing a nationwide tour, if you will, the True Cost of Washington campaign. And they are teaming up with Wade Bone. And if you don't know who Wade Bone is, he is the owner of Jay's Market at 190 East Flamingo Road here in Las Vegas. And Wade Jones is, Wade, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing really good, but I got to tell you, it is frustrating trying to keep gas in the car. I'm not making trips that I normally would make. The idea of driving down to L.A., nope, not going to do it. It'll cost me a ton of dough. I might as well just fly. Let me ask you, from the retail perspective, there's a lot of finger-pointing that always goes on. You know, our dealers gouging the customer. That seems to be what the Biden administration is saying. It's not their fault. It's the folks at the pump that are the problem. Can you take us through how we determine what the cost of a gallon of gasoline is going to be at Jay's Market?
Well, the cost of gas is so damn high right now that it makes no sense whatsoever. But there's a certain margin that me and everybody else has to make to basically, we're making pennies on the gallon, and the higher the price goes, the smaller amount that we make, and it just doesn't make any sense.
Can I ask you though, if the price of a barrel of oil goes down for a couple of days, do we always see the price of a gallon of gasoline go down?
Not always. It depends on the market, and like in the last week, I've had a 10-cent increase and a 9-cent increase, and then no increase for 4 days. So that's 19 cents. So when it goes up that quick and that fast and that much, there's just no rhyme or. I mean. We just move it up. There's a margin that we all have to make. We just move it. So it went up 19 cents. We went up 20 cents. But we're still losing margin as the price gets higher.
Wade, how much lag time do you have? I mean, when the price is going to go up, I mean, so many of us have seen the signs that say how much the gas is, we end up seeing it being changed, you know, with people, programming the thing. Can you talk a little bit about how much notice you have when you know that there's going to be a 9 or a 10 cent increase?
Well, yeah. So my price increases come through my email, and I don't know when they're coming. So I could get it in the middle of the afternoon. I could get it in the mid-morning. I could get it in the middle of the night. So it typically will not change until the following day. Doesn't mean that I got a delivery that day. Doesn't mean that I won't get a delivery the next day. But the next delivery I do get will be at the higher price, and that. So it's typically the following day that I get the email of a price increase is when I change my price.
Again, Wade Bone is joining us, the owner of Jay's Market, 190 East Flamingo Road in Las Vegas. He sells a lot of gasoline, I'm sure, along with a lot of other stuff. Can I ask you, you're involved in this AFP deal, the True Cost of Washington campaign. Can you tell us what's going to be happening?
Yeah, so we're going to be selling gas for 2 hours where the price of gas should be. So people are going to save probably pretty much half of what is being charged today. It's a great opportunity for people to come out and support the cause and and, you know, get some cheap gas, which is, I'm a Shell gas station, so it's premium fuel, but you're going to get it for basically half what retail is now.
And I'm told that's somewhere around $2.38 a gallon. That's incredible.
Yeah, you know what? That's where it should be anyways. The fuel industry and what the administration has done by shutting down pipelines, and it's just, I've been in this business for 28 years, and this is the worst in my lifetime being a gas station convenience store owner.
Hey, Wade, when are you going to be doing this and what hours?
So it's going to be, I believe it's the 22nd or 20, hold on. The 23rd. We're going to sell gas cheap from 2 to 4.
All right. No, that is dynamite. That is dynamite. And you're going to be selling gas for a couple of hours at $2.38 per gallon. And that is, correct me if I'm wrong, you're dropping the price to where it was one day prior to when Biden took office. Am I right?
That is 100% correct.
I think that's absolutely incredible. And you'll have a long, long line, I'll bet you. Is there any limit to how much you can buy?
Yeah, there's it's 10 gallons. Per car, because we want to get as many people as we can to get some fuel and you know, pay the price that they should be paying.
What is the message that you want to send to Washington in teaming up with Americans for Prosperity?
Well, Washington is they're not in tune with the American people. They have their own agenda, and what they got to understand is it's not about them. It's about America. It's their politics have got to stop, and they got to understand that, you know, look, we're all Americans, and we need to do a better job at taking care and doing the right thing. And Washington right now is not doing the right thing.
And by the way, I want to do a quick correction because I've got the details on the event. It's going to be Tuesday, May 24th from 4.
Tuesday, May 24th. Okay.
And that's from 4 to 6 p.m. at Jay's Market. And you're at what, 190 East Flamingo?
Yes, sir.
This is going to be an incredible event. For 2 hours, they're going to sell gas for $2.38 a gallon. That's, oh my God, I got to get there. That's next Tuesday, May 24th, from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Wade, thank you so much for being a part of this and being a good sport coming on with us. Really appreciate it. And I know you'll have a lot of folks coming up next Tuesday.
Well, I sure hope so. It'll be a really good time, and it'll be nice to see these people.
There you go. Wade, thanks so much for your time. I appreciate it. We'll talk again.
All right. Thanks, sir.
There you go. Wade Bone, the owner of Jay's Market. And just to be sure, because Wade wasn't quite there, it's Tuesday, May 24th. From 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., Jay's Market, 190 East Flamingo, here in Las Vegas. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is Tony Grady, candidate for Nevada Lieutenant Governor. The family is the basic unit of our society. Parents make the decisions for their children. So why do those who run the schools hide what they are doing to our children? Because they are intent on undermining our society, and we need to stop them now. As Nevada's next Lieutenant Governor, I will advocate for parental choice in education. I will work for school vouchers and to fully fund Nevada's Opportunity Scholarship Program that the governor slashed and the Democratic legislature legislature continues to underfund. Together, we will put the free market principles of choice back into our education system to achieve excellence by highlighting failing schools so that they can either improve or close. I am your statesman, considering future generations and not just reacting to the present. Your voice matters, Nevada. Please go to TonyGradyForNevada.com and learn more about my policies. I am Tony Grady, and I approve this message, paid for by Tony Grady for Nevada.
Gun Owners of America is here on the ground in Nevada, and we're building momentum. I am Monty Bowen, Pacific Regional Director with Gun Owners of America, and we are here ready to defend our Second Amendment rights. Elections have consequences, and those consequences can severely impact your right to keep and bear arms. That is why we are working so hard here in Nevada and other states across the country to protect that right. Gun Owners of America is the only no-compromise Second Amendment organization with a presence in all 50 states. But we need your help to do it. We have opened an office here in Las Vegas at 570 South Decatur Boulevard in the Arizona Charlie's parking lot. And we'll be hosting a series of Second Amendment events highlighting how our rights are under assault. We would love for you to stop by. But if you can't make it in person, you can always call us at 725-204-9109. Or go to goanevada.com to learn how you can help us join the fight. I look forward to hearing from you. Gun Owners of America, pay for this ad.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Now, you know this isn't Sam Brown's first rodeo, right? He ran for office in Texas.
Wait, he's from Texas?
He moved there from Arkansas to run for office. Poured it on thick, too. Here it is.
Texas has been good to us. Texas is really God's country. Let's plant our roots in Dallas and really invest in the community there.
Wait for it.
And I'm not going anywhere.
But he only moved here in 2018.
Yeah, and he's running for Senate after just living here a few years, right?
I have socks that have literally been in Nevada longer than Sam Brown. So why did he leave Texas?
Well, voters in Texas asked the same thing, didn't they?
You would never get me out of here. It would literally take an act of God to get me out of Texas.
Wait, so what happened?
Well, he lost the race in Texas.
Ouch. So losing an election was an act of God?
Apparently for Sam Brown it was.
I'm Adam Laxalt, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Laxalt for Senate.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
Everybody wants to know about Tiger Woods. He started off strong yesterday, faded late. And, of course, today is day two of the PGA Championship at Southern Hills in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Gentleman Jim Dallas has been following the leaderboard over the course of the last hour or so. What do we know? And in particular, has Tiger teed off yet?
Yeah, Tiger just finished number one. He got a par. He's still at that plus four number, which puts him right now 10 strokes off the pace because Justin Thomas, who won the PGA Championship just a few years ago, he's number one right now, and he's done with his round. He finished round two at minus three, so now he's minus six on the day. And Rory McIlroy, who went into today on top, is one over for his round, but he's only played three holes, so he's minus four, two strokes off the pace. But I know a lot of people are wondering about Tiger Woods. I don't know yet what the cut line might be, but I think Tiger might be really close to it. I'm looking at the scores here, and plus four puts you tied for 71st, and it looks like maybe plus three might be the cutoff if nothing changes right now. But it's a fluid situation, Kevin. It could change. It just depends on how everybody does on the round today.
Everybody wants... I think most people are rooting for Tiger.
I'd like to see him make the cut. He's right there, right on the cusp right now. So if he picks it up a little bit and gets a couple of birdies, and I'm pretty confident if he finishes the day maybe around plus two, he should make the cut.
Coming up on the program, new polling numbers are out, and it's not good news for President Biden as he is traversing Asia, his first trip to Asia. But the numbers absolutely are cratering for the president of the United States. We'll give you the latest poll from, this is an AP poll, coming up in just a couple of minutes on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is Manny Kess, candidate for Nevada State Treasurer, and I've got a question for you. Do you have any idea where our taxes go? Better yet, how about what our money gets spent on? Well, I think it's time we put someone in office who will answer these questions and start being accountable to you. That is why I've decided to run for Nevada State Treasurer. My pledge to you is simple. Send me to Carson City, and I'll be accountable to you, and we'll maximize the treasurer's office by making it the most transparent in the country. We should not have to beg for accountability in government. Transparency and accountability in government. You deserve it. I'll demand it. Once again, this is Manny Kess, your Republican nominee for Nevada State Treasurer. Contact me anytime by visiting MannyFORNevada.com.
This call was paid for by Manny for Nevada.
I'm attorney Kevin Rowe. Some people don't want to hire a lawyer after a car wreck because they feel sorry for the person who hit them because they think the at-fault driver will actually be the one who has to pay. The truth is, in most cases we handle, the insurance company pays for the at-fault driver's lawyers, court costs, settlement, or verdict. The at-fault driver doesn't pay anything. In court, the jury is never allowed to hear this. So if you're hurt in a wreck, make one call. That's all.
Murder and Rowe is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Randy Westbrook, managing attorney.
Sun City Heating and Cooling is a premier American Standard certified independent customer care dealer that can fix or replace your broken AC system with an unbeatable combination of low-cost repairs and high-efficiency systems. We've installed more high-efficiency American Standard systems than any customer care dealer since 2004. We are a family-owned and operated heating and cooling company. So when it's 100 degrees outside and your cooling system fails, you can count on Sun City Heating and Cooling for fast service. SunCityHeatingAndCooling.com. That's Sun City Heating and cooling.com.
I'm Sam Brown, running for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Career politician Adam Laxalt likes to talk about how he's fighting election fraud. He says non-citizen voting's been a problem since 2008. Okay, but you know who was attorney general for four of those years? Adam Laxalt. For 4 years, he passed up the chance to fight for reform. He was even told that the DMV was registering illegal voters, but he looked the other way and did nothing. Then in 2020, Donald Trump asked Adam Laxalt to file challenges to non-citizen voting. But Adam Laxalt failed again. He admits he filed the lawsuits too late, weeks after the official deadline to challenge illegal votes. As the former attorney general, shouldn't Adam Laxalt have known better? But instead of taking responsibility, he blames the Trump campaign. But who was the chair of the Trump campaign? Adam Laxalt, typical career politician. No accountability, no results. It's time for fighters. Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada, the battle-born fighter we need.
The same great show with the same great host.
Just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
to the